I do want to play this piece of audio because Thursday we were blessed by a dramatic reading by Norm Hiskus of the Tupac classic Brenda's Got a Baby. Well, I thought that that was so good that it needed to be put underneath the song to get the context of it, to have Norm almost like Tupac, one degree of separation away from Tupac. That's so deep. We have this, right, Mike?
We should have this in about 10 seconds, Donnie. So just explain what it is one more time.
As soon as you get it, play it, because there is sort of a buildup where you can't hit the post. It's about 30 seconds of lead in. But yes, it is Norm. And Norm volunteered this himself to do a dramatic reading of a Tupac song. And we picked one for him that was very poetic. And he did it 100% justice. It was awesome. So anybody who missed it on Thursday, the poetic reading without music, you're going to get it with music. And I think it still has the same meaning, the same force behind the words, because Norm is so good.
Brenda's got a baby, but Brenda's barely got a brain. A damn shame. The girl can hardly spell her name.
That's not our problem. That's up to Brenda's family.
Well, let me show you how it affects the whole community.
Now, Brenda really never knew her mom's, and her dad was a junkie. When in death to his arms, it's sad, because I bet Brenda doesn't even know. Just cause you're in the ghetto doesn't mean you can't grow. But oh, that's a thought. My own revelation. Do whatever it takes to resist temptation. Brenda's got herself a boyfriend. Boyfriend was her cousin. Now let's watch the joy end. She tried to hide her pregnancy from her family, who didn't really care to see or give a damn if she went out and had a church of kids, as long as when the check came, they got first dibs. Now Brenda's belly is getting bigger, but no one seems to notice any change in her figure. She's 12 years old and she's having a baby, in love with a molester who's sexing her crazy. And yet she thinks he'll be with her forever and dreams of a world with the two of them together. Whatever, he left her and she had the baby solo. She had it on the bathroom floor and didn't know, so she didn't know what to throw away and what to keep. She wrapped the baby up and threw it in the trash heap. I guess she thought she'd get away, wouldn't hear the cries. She didn't realize how much the little baby had her eyes. Now the baby's in the trash heap fallen. Mama can't help her, but it hurts to hear her calling. Brenda wants to run away. Mama say, you making me lose pay. The social worker's here every day. Now Brenda's got to make her own way. Can't go to her family. They won't let her stay. No money, no babysitter. She couldn't keep a job. She tried to sell crack, but ended up getting robbed. So now what's next? There ain't nothing left to sell. So she sees sex as a way of leaving hell. It's paying the rent, so she really can't complain. Prostitute found slain, and Brenda's her name. She's got a baby.
Maybe the most powerful song ever put out there.
Bro. Wow.
How you feel about your first single, Norm?
I never thought I had a future as a rapper till I heard your rendition there.
That's not my rendition. That's yours. That's all you. I'm just more of the Puffy in this whole thing. I'm a producer.
That was awesome, Donnie.
I'm not the talent.
That was awesome.
With a special guest appearance from Twiggy. Yeah. She has to get writer's credit on this.
Dude, that was really good. How come nobody's done, like, someone like Norm? Maybe this is our niche, like, old guy rapper with a producer that just kind of works the lyrics, because his voice is good enough.
It's very Dr. Seussy.
Yeah. We could make a hit.
I think we can.
The three of us with me doing virtually nothing.
Is this the next Saroy Industries?
Well, Saroy's going to get some kind of credit in.
Yeah, I mean,
the three of us with me doing absolutely nothing. You did play it on the air today, yeah. So there you go.
An EP credit.
Yeah. Dude, that is great.
You're a ghostwriter. So that's Norm and his number one smash hit, Brenda's Got a Baby.
Donnie, what a great job you did.
Thank you. I mean, it was a Saturday night mission of mine that I wanted to get done. And it took a little bit, but it was fun. It was fun to listen to it and try to match it up and do everything. At first, it was working. And then Norm's delivery kind of went past the music a little bit. But that's okay. We got it done.
I'm a little more deliberate than Tupac.
You are, yes. But we can understand every word you're saying, which is great. Took a nice whole bottle of wine to get through it, and we got through it, and that's the result.
That's incredible. We need to get that out there. Maybe Norm can get a record deal.
Maybe. Ooh. Just got to shop it a little bit.
I'm telling you, there's a market for that.
You have to bring us with you, Norm. You can't do this alone.
Yeah.
888-787-1310 is the number for any of you all would like to call and make offers.
Yeah, Norm's manager is fielding calls right now.
Yes, he is.
15% Mikey is here.
Oh, my gosh, 15%. Oh, what a shark you are.